As an orthodontist, you may be asked by a dental colleague to extrude a fractured incisor to allow better access for healthy and aesthetic restoration of the tooth. Typically, I see people place brackets on each side of the fractured incisor and use a flexible wire to accomplish this extrusive movement. This can be fast and easy, but may permit unwanted movement of the adjacent teeth. A different approach to rapid extrusion of fractured incisors was presented in the October 2013 issue of the JCO, and I think you should be aware of it. The article that presents the technique is called A Fixed Extrusion Appliance for Fractured Anterior Teeth, and I'll try to help you visualize the mechanics these authors suggest. Edgewise brackets are bonded to the adjacent supporting teeth in the arch, while the fractured tooth is bonded with a vertical tube. A 16 by 22 stainless steel arch wire is bent to fit passively in the supporting brackets and is stepped vertically to sit 6 to 8 millimeters gingival to the vertical tube. A short length of round wire is soldered to the center of this vertical offset segment such that it runs vertically through the center of resistance of the fractured tooth. Open coil spring is placed on the round wire, and the wire is inserted through the vertical tube on the fractured tooth. After ligating the other brackets, a horizontal stop can be placed on the round wire extending through the tube so that the amount of extrusion can be precisely controlled. The results of this technique are demonstrated with three cases showing extrusion of a fractured incisor to a location where an ideal crown could be fabricated. According to the authors, the appliances were tolerated well by all patients and required minimal cooperation. The open coil spring helped maintain a constant light extrusion force that didn't require reactivation, and resulted in extrusion of about 1.5 millimeters per week. The authors used a beg bracket for the vertical tube, but any bondable tube positioned vertically should work as well. This method does have a wire bent into the vestibule, which may be difficult to position comfortably. However, I do like the idea of the open coil to extrude the root with a constant force to exactly the desired position. This method can help prevent the lateral forces and unwanted side effects sometimes seen when using light nickel titanium wires. The biggest challenge may be the aesthetic compromise of this appliance during the extrusion process. As is typical with articles in the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics, this technique is well documented with photographs to help with understanding and visualization. If you want a copy of the whole article to better understand the technique I've described, or to use with a colleague to explain how simple orthodontics can greatly enhance restorative success, you can find it in the October 2013 issue.